Don't sell the thing, the product. You are selling the solution to a problem. Do you know what separates the people that you see on social media or the neighbor who runs a company? They did the thing. They made it happen. They executed. Nearly every wealthy person that we've met with is a business owner or has been. When you're done scrolling reels for an absurd amount of time, do you feel better or worse? What if you put that time into taking care of something that is stressing you out? Or you put that time into working out? Or preparing your meals, or reading a book, or organizing your life, or listening to a podcast on something that will actually help you become better. The $150,000 boat that you don't need, the reels of someone else working out, that's my favorite. Let's watch someone else work out rather than just doing it ourselves. Whether Taylor Swift is considering having children with Travis Kelce, these do nothing to improve your situation. Invest in you, yourself. It's literally the most lucrative investment you could ever make.
Welcome to Dear Rochester. Retire well. Dive in. Be curious. Become prosperous. David Pulsini, CFP, his team, and his guests will help you figure out your 6 points and give you the ultimate roadmap to financial freedom and what to do from there. Now, let's get started.
Welcome back, folks. Dave Pulsini back again, and today we are going to talk about how you can make more money. And whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just starting to navigate the financial world, hopefully this episode can help make you aware of some ideas on how to make more money. And the reason I wanted to go over this is to encourage you to think bigger. This is probably my most, I don't want to say motivational episode, but it might turn into that. But it's really directed at two groups here. And the first group, you know who you are. You feel stuck, or you feel like you are on a path that you cannot veer off of. And maybe you have some comfort knowing that you can go to work, you do what you need to do, and you get paid to perform the duties of that job. But with that said, you are on scheduled raises that hardly keep pace with the cost of living, right? Again, you know who you are. Well, this is getting you through. You feel like there is more, and you literally just don't know what to do about it. And hopefully I can share some ideas with you today, okay? I've seen this a lot, and I'll get into some of my background with this, but I want to help you folks make more money if that's what you're trying to do, okay? Our second group might be entrepreneurs who, I'll just say, nicely, you can't get out of your own way. You think small, you talk small, and rather than focusing on growth or making more money, you are focused on how to save 4 cents per gallon across town. You live in a constant state of worry about how much something costs rather than the value you get, right? You're what we would call price tag flipping. Price tag flipping, what is that? You're always looking at the price rather than I just want to buy that thing. So it feels really good when you could just go buy something because you want it rather than worrying about how much it costs. And that could be something as small as a t-shirt or a energy drink, whatever, all the way up to vehicles and houses. Your price tag flipping. How do we get out of that? If you don't know what that is, again, I'll cover that later. But if this is you, you are really close, one small mindset shift away from probably real financial success, right? Do you think about this? Do you guys know someone in the first group who's stuck, right? Who do you know in the second group? Is it you? Are either one of those you? So I do want to say this, a quick disclaimer here on what makes me even qualified to talk about this. So I've been in the financial services industry since 2003. I've met with thousands of people. I've talked with tens of thousands. And at this point, we've reached millions. And one thing that I've always intentionally done was sought out the folks who have been extremely financially successful. And I've asked them a lot of questions. And my genuine curiosity really has allowed me to dive deep into the head of the millionaire next door, all the way to the people with tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. And I can tell you, they share very common characteristics. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. And one constant piece of advice that I hear that I don't want to go over today, because although it's very, very true, it's boring. And you're going to say, oh, here they go again, is spend less than what you make. Put your reps in. Saving plus time equals wealth. All right. Very obvious. All those things are obvious. but it's one of those simple, not easy things. Everyone knows if you, to give an analogy, if you eat right and you exercise, you'll probably look and feel great. But how many of us do it? All right. So spend less than you make is not one of the three ideas for today. What is for today is this. And the first thing that I will say is what very financially successful people have in common is this: passive income. Okay. And I'm going to give you some ideas here. We all hear stories of people renting houses. This is probably the most common. So I'll just use this as the analogy and example, and making money. And I'm not going to get into the headaches that renting houses could cause, yet still be a good investment. It's the positive and negatives. That could be a week-long course, obviously, in itself. But to make this easy to understand, picture the perfect rental situation. Someone buys a rental house. They pay $2,000 a month for the mortgage, taxes, insurance, maintenance, whatever. They charge $3,000 a month for rent. If there's little to no work involved, right? Again, for a different day. Easy math, they make $1,000 a month. All right? What if they had 50 of these? A passive income of $50,000 per month sounds really nice, right? And there are other benefits that could come with investments in real estate that we'll, again, save for another episode. But just the income alone can be fantastic. What if you don't want to deal with real estate? You can get passive income from dividend-paying stocks. And they typically pay somewhere between 2 and 5% per year. So if you invest $100,000 into a stock that pays a 5% dividend, you would earn $5,000 of, quote, passive income. And you can build an entire portfolio of dividend-paying stocks that pay you an income really without you having to do much, obviously, besides get the initial investment. And sometimes that just takes chipping away and it takes a commitment, which, again, we'll get into. But if you don't have any money to invest in all these things, we'll talk about that. Another passive income stream could be investing in bonds, CDs. It could be investing in a business you believe in, okay? You could build your own business using social media and online tools to sell and scale a digital product or your own product. What are some other ideas? You could own and operate vending machines. You could ATMs. You could literally rent your car. Okay. You can create a website that drives traffic to it, and then you could lease digital space to advertisers. So you've created a website, you've created a community. You lease space for folks to advertise. So there are so many things you guys can do to create passive income if you are just serious and committed. So I know that I just gave ideas that are all over the place, but here's what they have in common. They pay you all day, every day. When you are sleeping, you are making money. They are paying you while you're on vacation. And do you guys know what passive income can help eliminate? Trading your most valuable asset for money. Your most valuable asset, time. If someone is truly wealthy, and I'll tell you guys this, and they're making a great amount of money, or they have true wealth, they're not talking about how much they make per hour. Unless they've calculated to figure out what their time is worth in dollars, okay? If you hear someone talking about, I make X per hour, they are not wealthy. I'm telling you, they're not. Wealthy people are not worried about saving, 4 cents on gas across town. They're not talking about the sale on milk at Costco that's 17 miles away. Why? Because they have invested in a way that makes their time their most valuable asset. Okay? If you can figure out a way, if you're stuck right now, to grind it out for a period of time to begin to receive some passive income, you won't be thinking about sacrificing time to save a few bucks. You'll be thinking about how you can increase your passive investment and just keep chipping away. Everything else is a distraction or a waste of your time. Okay. One more thing on this, because I do see a lot of people comparing what they have to the perceived wealth of someone else or what's parked in their neighbor's driveway, whatever. When you are comparing or worrying about how much money someone else has, not only is it ridiculously unhealthy, I'm telling you guys, it's not a fair comparison. Many times when you see someone, and my listeners over the age of 50, 60 know this, when you see that the 30-year-old that's driving the really expensive car, or a 40, whatever, and they live in an amazing, beautiful house, and they have a lot of stuff, here's what I see on my end, being a financial advisor. They have a high income. That's great. and they probably spend it all. Or they had help, meaning inheritance. Parents helped them out a lot. They most likely, guys, they don't have millions of dollars in investment accounts and are financially free most of the time. Are there a few out there? Sure. But it's very rare. So don't be hard on yourself because someone else has something that you think you want. You never know how they got it. One more thing here. Let's bring it back to time. Time in the markets and in the game are what drives a huge part of someone's wealth. I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but I can't help it. So we have clients, just so you know, that 15 years ago, they might have had $1 million and they were doing very well. They were 55 years old back then. Now they're 70. Those same clients have 10 million. That's a huge difference. This is simply because of the time in the markets and good habits. And once you develop good habits and get ahead, I'm telling you, you won't look back. You do need that time on your side for this, though. And again, I would say this is almost a form of trading time for money. But let me ask you guys this. If I asked you, and I'm not sure where I heard this first to give credit, but if I asked you this, would you take $1 billion if I gave it to you right now? If I said that you have to be 98 years old, would you take it? Or would you rather be you? Think about that. That's trading time for money right there. Okay, extreme example, but it's true. And now I'm off track.
We'll be back after this short message.
Hi, this is Dave Pulsini. Sometimes we are asked, what does 6 point mean? And I wanted to explain that right now. 6 points are the 6 points of financial planning. We have investment planning, retirement income, risk management, tax planning, estate planning, and then custom goal planning. Those 6 points include over 120 things that we actually do for folks. So if you are not confident in your 6 points, reach out to us. Back to the show. The second way to make more money, invest in you, yourself. It's literally the most lucrative investment you could ever make, investing in yourself. And I'm sure you've heard this before. And what do I mean by this? Education, self-improvement, fitness, nutrition, sleep, supplements, therapy, coaching, really anything that helps you feel better, learn, and become a better version of you. And the most interesting part about investing in yourself, with technology and access to information that we have now, there may be no dollar cost. You can listen to almost anything while you're driving. Okay? What do you want to learn about? Think about it. Entrepreneurship, investing, building a business, how to save for retirement, technology, AI, politics, whatever it is, there's unlimited information at our fingertips. So I would ask you this, what podcast are you listening to? What YouTube videos are you watching? If you want to earn more money, become the expert in the thing that you're doing or what you want to do, I should say. And I could go off on a rant. And you know what? Maybe I will. Get off social media, Facebook Marketplace. Let me ask you guys, when you're done scrolling reels for an absurd amount of time, do you feel better or worse? What if you put that time into taking care of something that is stressing you out? Or you put that time into working out or preparing your meals or reading a book or organizing your life or listening to a podcast on something that will actually help you become better? Okay, the $150,000 boat that you don't need, the reels of someone else working out, that's my favorite. Let's watch someone else work out rather than just doing it ourselves. Or what's another? Whether Taylor Swift is considering having children with Travis Kelce. These do nothing to improve your situation, okay? If you're an employee that feels stuck, I would say this. Figure out what makes your business or organization money. If you guys can figure that out, find a podcast on that thing, listen to it consistently for 6 months, read books on it to the point where it is inevitable that you are an expert on what makes your company money. Once you can help the company and the business do that, they will be forced to pay you more. Okay? If you're saying, I know this will come up, Dave, yeah, I'm a teacher or I'm a nurse. I can't make more money. Yes, you can. If your goal is solely to make more money, there are always things you can do. Okay. If you're a teacher, let's think of some examples here. Can you develop a system and a process that you can sell to other teachers to make their life better? Can you create a brand online within a year and then charge other teachers for your coaching? Can you create a community of teachers that share best practices and the cost of that community is $50 a month? Whatever. Can you learn AI and begin workshops in person or virtually to show other teachers how AI can benefit them and their students? So if we just took time to think about how you can add value to your community, you can monetize it. If you can do the work, you can become the expert and with credibility, and then you'll make more money. Get credible, sell it, you will make more money. And pick any industry. I'm telling you, we can come up with ways to make more money, okay?
We'll be back after this short message.
Do you know how much money you need to retire with confidence? Do you know how long your money will last? Are you missing something? Retirement planning is like a puzzle, and we want to make sure that not only do we have all of the pieces, but that the pieces are in the right place. To find out where you stand, go to 6pointfp.com and take our How Much Do You Need to Retire 5-Question Quiz. We will email you a free video response to let you know what we think. Now, back to the show.
And this segues perfectly into the third way to make more money. And remember, first, passive income. Second is investing in yourself. And third, becoming an entrepreneur of some kind. Turn that passion into a profit somehow. At some point in your life, you probably have wanted to start a business. You've had an idea that you know this. You know it would work. It's the best idea ever. I've heard it 1,000 times. Do you know what separates the people that you see on social media or the neighbor who runs a company? They did the thing. They made it happen. They executed. Nearly every wealthy person that we've met with is a business owner or has been. It is extremely rare, guys, that we find someone who went through a career with an average of a 4% raise on a modest salary and they have $20 million. Very rare. It's possible. Sure, it's possible. You could chip away and save into your retirement account and your investments, and that's admirable. But that's not why you're listening today. We're listening today to get some ideas on actually making a significant financial impact for yourself and for your family and for your legacy, right? So think of the business that you want to start right now, if you could think of one, or maybe it's one in the past. Think of that business. What's holding you back? It's usually time or money, or I can't deal with that right now. What I would say is this. What is the next smallest step you can take? Literally, the very next easiest thing you can do. What is it? And then I would say either do it right now or put it in your calendar to do it this weekend. Okay? Can you start a side hustle? I love the side hustle. And what can you sell? You guys could sell things to make more money. And I'll make this quick because we can go on and on about this. But I think here's the gold. Money is made in sales. You need to sell something. If you have a business, how are people going to learn about it if you aren't marketing and selling? The money is exchanged when the deal is closed, when the thing is paid for. That is in the sale. So what is your process for selling that thing? And I'll tell you guys a quick sales tip here because it ties in perfectly with starting your own business. Don't sell the thing, the product. You are selling the solution to a problem. And sometimes you need to point out the problem and then sell the solution, right? Let me think of a quick example. I'll give you an example from my own world, okay, to show you the difference of selling a product versus a solution. So what if I said this to you? We can transfer your old 401k into an IRA and manage it for you. No one cares, right? You guys can throw a rock and hit 87 of us that say the same thing. Right? We can transfer your 401k into an IRA and manage it for you. What if it sounded like this? When you leave your job or reach retirement, we want to make sure that you avoid the big mistake. You've heard stories of people losing half of their retirement investments because of the markets. And we need to make sure that your hard-earned money is there for you throughout retirement. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. We cannot afford to lose half of your retirement account if the markets turn and you aren't invested properly. Are you concerned about having enough money for retirement? Do you know where you're going to take your money from first? How are you going to make sure that you avoid taxes that you might not even know about? We want to make sure that your money goes to the next generation in the best way possible. That is what we do for you. It is much more than just investing your money. A lot of people do that. We do that and a lot more. Okay, here's the deal. I pointed out a bunch of issues, potential issues, losing half the money, right? Losing half of your money, paying taxes you don't know about, where to take your retirement money from first, passing your money on to whomever you want it to go to. Most people don't even know those are potential problems. Now they do because I told them. And who can solve those issues? We can. And those are real. I'm not just making those up. Those are real issues. But I could go on and on with my own industry. But whatever industry you're in, you are selling the solution to a problem. And let's do a few more examples here. Like fitness apps. They're not marketing the fitness app or telling you to do like 3 sets of 10 as part of a workout. They are selling the idea of a healthier, more confident, and energized lifestyle for you, right? Or smart home devices. Companies like Nest or what's the other one, Ring, they don't just sell smart thermostats and doorbells. They're selling comfort and security and convenience, right? Or meal kit delivery services, Blue Apron, HelloFresh. They don't sell meal kits. They sell, we're saving your time. We're making cooking stress-free, and you're going to be healthy because we have nutritional balance. So, and they're addressing the challenges of busy lifestyles. So you guys get it. You get it. As we wrap up, remember, making more money in financial abundance is unique for every single one of you. Whether you're drawn to the passive income part, personal development, or entrepreneurship, all I'll say is this, guys, do something. If you're complaining about not making or having enough money, you need to do something. Let's not just talk about it. Let's do it. And you can start really, really small. What is the next easiest thing? Okay. But think big. Too many people think small. Okay. Most importantly, what I would say, as the cheesy ending goes, enjoy the journey. And until next time, make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Rochester Retire Well podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Six Point Financial Partners. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.
Content here is for illustrative and educational purposes only. It is not legal, tax, or individualized financial advice, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any specific security or engage in any specific trading strategy. Results will vary. Past performance is no indication of future results or success. Market conditions change continuously. This commentary reflects the personal opinions, viewpoints, and analysis of Six Point Financial Partners. It does not necessarily represent those of RFG Advisory, Private Client Services, their clients, or their employees. This commentary should not be regarded as a description of advisory services provided by Six Point Financial Partners or RFG Advisory or performance returns of any client. The views reflected in the commentary are subject to change at any time without notice. Securities offered by registered representatives of Private Client Services, member FINRA CPC. Advisory services offered by investment advisory representatives of RFG Advisory, a registered investment advisor. Private Client Services, Six Point Financial Partners, and RFG Advisory are unaffiliated entities. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where RFG Advisory and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advisory services may be rendered by RFG Advisory unless a client agreement is in place.